Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
All right, Patriots fans, here we go. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy for Toyota's Patriots Today. Bob, it's New England's first taste of summer and our first taste of Patriots practice. What'd you see?
Well, the first thing we saw, numbers on the jerseys, contrary to last year for the Patriots. And what we didn't see were a lot of numbers, including 11 and 80, Edelman and Amendola, which we expected. Deion Lewis, another 33, but Rob Gronkowski wasn't out there on offense. On defense, no sight of Logan Ryan, Daron Harmon in the secondary, nor Alan Branch on the defensive line.
Now, you mentioned the guys that didn't have numbers on, but the numbers that you did see today, those new guys, Chris Hogan on offense, Jacoby Brissett, we had our first taste of looking at some of the new guys. What did you see from those guys on the field?
Well, one of the things we saw was an introduction, in a sense, from Martellus Bennett to the Patriot way, because he caught a pass and had the ball stripped from behind by Jamie Collins, and then he ran a lap around the perimeter of the field. Later, it came back, though, to show off outstanding hands, as reputed. A guy with his track record in the NFL, we saw why today. Tom Brady throwing to him with regularity, Brady throwing to Hogan. It certainly seems to me that there is a building chemistry. Granted, it's only one practice, but a lot of good signs out there.
Anytime you've been off for, you know, months as a football player, regardless of the situation, it's good to get out there and knock the rust off. So, you know, for me, it's equally important. It's very important for me, you know, and I'm just excited to get the opportunity to do this. You know, it was a really fun day out here. You know, it's just a great opportunity every day to hone my craft and try to adapt to what they're doing and help the team any way I can.
What did you see from Chris Long? You mentioned younger guys stepping up, but he's a veteran, and yet he's still new to New England.
Well, he's trying to learn the defense as well. It's something Knighton talked about, getting into the playbook day after day, and it's going to be a long learning process for these guys, as much football as they've played in the past, because this defense is unlike the others they've been in. Nonetheless, there are a lot of the principles, of course, that carry over from team to team, and those guys have the experience that they should be able to adjust smoothly in the end.
Bob, any final thoughts from practice today? Anything we should take into, you know, the next time we get to come out here and watch practice?
I liked some of the things that I saw from the veterans when they weren't taking their reps. Dante Hightower counseling young linebacker, the rookie Landon Roberts, and really try to build his confidence. Those are the things that I'll come away from today in my mind. And we'll look forward, of course, to the next practice and see some of the development of the younger players, but also, like you mentioned, Miranda, some of the older guys now as they continue to learn this playbook.
Well, and that's really what this time of year is all about. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. Thanks for watching Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.